This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 9th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday was a tough day for United Airlines, and there are going to be a lot of angry former stockholders, too. Yesterday morning, the South Florida Sun-Sentinel posted an old Chicago Tribune story about United's Chapter 11 filing way back in 2002 on its website. That story, in turn, was picked up by Income Securities Advisors, which then sent it out on the Bloomberg Wire Network. Investors heard it, went nuts. Some of them dumped their holdings in UAL. Shares in the company fell 76% to about $3 before trading was halted for 90 minutes. Investors were told trading would resume pending news. MarketWatch reports most investors just assumed the company was going to confirm the story. Instead, the airline came out with a statement blasting the Sun-Sentinel, noting the article was posted with a date of September 8, 2008. Quote, United has demanded a retraction from the Sun-Sentinel and is launching an investigation. United continues to execute its previously announced business plan to successfully navigate through an environment marked by volatile fuel prices and continues to have strong liquidity, unquote. NASA is continuing to build its reputation as the home of loose lips. The latest embarrassment for the agency is an August 18th emailed memo from Administrator Michael Griffin, which has been leaked to the Orlando Sentinel and from there to the world. In the memo, Griffin commiserates with his underlings about NASA's predicament, expected to achieve program benchmarks with inadequate funding. Quote, in a rational world, we would have been allowed to pick a shuttle retirement date to be consistent with Ares Orion availability. We would have been asked to deploy Ares Orion as early as possible, rather than not later than 2014, and we would have been provided the necessary budget to make it so, unquote. He goes on to bemoan the political effects of Russia's invasion of Georgia and suggests the Russians could end up running the International Space Station without U.S. involvement for several years after the shuttle fleet's retired. He touches briefly on ways the U.S. could leave the station unusable by the Russians. You can read the entire memo at aero-news.net. It's pretty entertaining. Well, it didn't take long for the machinist strike at Boeing to ripple up the supply chain. Spirit AeroSystems, one of Boeing's largest component suppliers, announced yesterday it's going to implement a revised production and delivery schedule involving a reduced workweek for employees who support, manufacture, and assemble the affected products. Spirit's earlier 2008 financial guidance to investors, however, that was dated July 31st, is now out the window. The company says it will revise expectations when the strike at Boeing is over. And that could be a long time. Industry analysts are predicting the walkout will last at least a month. Bloomberg reports IAM has walked out over three of its last six contracts with Boeing, with strikes ranging from 28 to 68 days. Longtime Seattle-based aviation consultant Scott Hamilton says, quote, I would expect this one's going to be long. There are some pretty serious issues that they're pretty far apart on, unquote. The rhetoric has sounded harsh at times, but Teal Group analyst Richard Abulafia notes, quote, it's hard to tell what's posturing and what's an unbridgeable gap. In a few weeks, cooler heads might begin to reassess, unquote. Boeing has healthy cash reserves, but will lose an estimated $3 billion a month in revenue while the strike continues. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. A Navajo may have been brought down by an engine out. A kit plane that crashed into a home should not have been testing in the pattern. And the commemorative Air Force goes to court with the U.S. Air Force Museum. Also check out the A&N special feature. Today, we'll get an update on an outrageous aerobatic biplane, the Turbine Toucan, from David Kervenin of Infinity Entertainment. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.